Hey friends, it's another day, and another day we're going to build some wins. And I am telling you, we are here with Wes Wyatt, my director, producer, buddy, pal. What'd I miss? Oh, bodyguard.
Sometimes.
Yeah, and sometimes. Okay, you know I got to do this like one or two more times. Stealer of food from my plate when we go out to dinner. I'm sitting in a new booth next time. I'm not sitting on the same booth. That's it.
I don't know if it's really stealing if it's right in front of you, arm's length.
Well, okay, I'm a polite guy. And when it's like, I never take the last piece of pie. I mean, I will eventually, but the quesadilla is sitting there, dude. And folks, you won't believe what happened. This is just unreal. I know this is bugging me. He goes, do you want that? And I said, nah, I'm just being nice. Bam, forks in and it's gone. It's well, like.
You tempt the fat guy and you get fat guy results. I'm just
going to tell you. I will not make that mistake again. That's for sure. So Wes, we are into what's going to be a legendary new year. Are we not?
We are. And been racking and stacking guests, talking about books, talking about new ventures. And I mean, we just couldn't be more blessed if we tried.
Exactly. And so, you know, folks, just hang in there with us at Building Wins Live and everything that Wes and I is doing, because and join us on audio, go to BuzzFeed, check us out. We're on Spotify and iTunes and Apple Podcast. I don't know, we're a bunch there. So go check us out there. Yeah, the good news there is you get the same content. You just don't have to look at us. So it is a plus. I mean, I say that more for myself than you, Wes, and the only reason I'm nice to you is besides the fact that you're my brother and I love you, but you do have the ability behind the scenes to pull the plug on me. So I have to try to be nice. So, hey, why don't we just quit yapping and talk to our buddy Ian DeGraff, because we got some fun industry stuff to talk about.
And he's I think that sounds like a plan.
And he's doing some great stuff out there that we want to get the people to know. So let's just go talk to Ian.
All right, let's get Ian.
Let's do it.
Welcome to Building Wins Live with host, the hybrid road warrior himself, Randy Chafee, and producer-director Wes Wyatt.
Whether we're talking about sales, marketing, tech, or industry news, we want to bring you the best tips, tricks, and info to build wins.
Now, let's get to the show.
There he is. What's up, brother?
Hey, Randy. Good to see you, man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, absolutely. Good to have you. I appreciate you. Appreciate you jumping on. You know, yeah. It's always fun to talk to. You know, let me back up. Wes and I have been blessed to have a lot of incredible guests on our shows. A lot of them from the industry, but okay. A lot of great people from out of the industry, authors and trainers and coaches and inspirational people and stuff. But it's always fun for me to get back to somebody that's in the industry and talk industry stuff.
Yeah.
And you're an influencer yourself, which is going to be fun because we're going to talk about some of the stuff you got going on. So,
yeah.
But thank you. Welcome.
I'm glad to be here. Yeah. You know, I actually owe you a pretty big thank you, because the reason this whole connection started is right pre-pandemic, the couple months prior to the pandemic, I actually started recording some interviews with some of my close friends in the building products world. I reached out to you. You got right back to me. I'd love to talk to you. That sounds awesome. The pandemic started, and like a lot of things, I just kind of stepped away from it because nobody knew what was going on. But what happened was you sent me a message, probably it might have even been 6 months later, and you just said, hey, just checking on you, buddy. And honestly, that was just really incredible. That was a really incredible thing to do. I thought about it many times. It was like 2 weeks ago, I checked you up on LinkedIn and I was like, Randy, took me 2 years to write you back, buddy, but we're right here. So I'm just so stoked about it, man. That was just awesome.
Well, hey, you know, it's always better late than never, they say, right? And, you know, yeah, I mean, I didn't think, I mean, dude, 2 years, I mean, the next time, do we have to not go 2 years? I mean, can you work on that?
I would love to not go 2 years. And my plan is for that not to happen.
Well, perfect. Yeah. Well, I know you and I are going to talk on your chat here shortly, too. Yes. So people will either get way too much of Randy and Ian together, or they'll be wanting more. You never know. But
I think it's going to be wanting more. I can tell already that we're going to make a good team, right?
And especially absolutely.
Having a lot of the same background. I just went on your website, I Buy From Randy, right?
Yep.
And looked through all the stuff you're selling, and yeah, just an incredible setup with the post frame stuff and the metal roofing supplies. And yeah, just really incredible.
Yeah, well, thank you. And it's great because I know I loved all the videos that you were doing. That's where I first ran across you, Ian. I saw some of your videos on LinkedIn, I believe, right? Tell us about that a little bit.
Well, so yeah, again, right before the pandemic, LinkedIn probably still has this feature. I don't use it anymore, where you can just record videos right on LinkedIn or put up videos right from your phone onto LinkedIn. And I was just doing this 1 minute DIY thing. How to put in kick flashing, how to fix rotted wood, is this roof in good shape? You know, just standard stuff. And for me, the way this all started, just real quick, is I started picking up shingles, working on jobs that my dad was running when I was 15. He started as a remodeling contractor, then he got into roofing. I was doing the roofing thing all the way through high school, all the way through college, all the way through my 20s, off and on. I did a handful of other things, but kind of always been in the roofing, metal roofing, remodeling world. That's, I would say, 80% of my working life experience is roofing, remodeling, renovation, kitchens, bathrooms, stuff like that. So I'm on my fourth house remodel currently. I'm actually sitting in the basement of the house that I'm working on now, which is actually the set of most of the videos that I'm putting out now. And to make a long story short, I just decided a couple of years ago to just give away all of the secrets that I have. And what I mean by that is, you know, the most recent example is I just created this video. It's like 3 minutes long, and it just tells you, in really getting into the weeds detail, how to fix a pocket door. Okay. And fixing a pocket door for the average person probably seems like rocket science, but there's just like all these home improvement, all these building products things, you just need to know a couple details, and then the light switch turns on and you realize you can go to the hardware store, get two or three parts, and you can do the whole thing. It might take you all of Saturday, but you can probably do the whole thing. So years ago, when I was in a different field, I remember watching a Gary Vaynerchuk video, and he said this example. He said, my success is really just based on, for example, if I was in the real estate business, I would just record videos giving away all of the secrets about real estate. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm just trying to put all the information I have there. No gatekeeping, no do this, do that. Just, you want to know how to fix this? This is exactly the way I did it. That's all there is to it. And I think it can save people a lot of time. I think it can save people a lot of money. I mean, it's pretty simple when you get right down to it. So that's a quick little background.
Yeah. Well, good. So, and I've watched some of your videos. Obviously that's where I first said, I need to get a hold of this guy, because I enjoyed them, because not only the, I found that not only the, are they good for the DIY guy,
right?
But let's say you're you could be a carpenter, a contractor, you do roofing and you've done decks, you do some stuff, but using your pocket door scenario.
Yeah.
Can you fix this while you're here?
Right.
Of course I will. Right. Except for you really deep down go, I don't know what I'm doing. You know?
Yeah.
And like you said, those guys, the pros at building stuff, probably a minute and a half into the 3 minute video, they're going, got it. Yeah. That makes sense,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. And it's exactly what you're saying is, you know, on this remodel I'm doing specifically, I've gotten my feet even wetter in the plumbing and HVAC world. And I tell all my friends who, you know my work history and everything, I say, the reason I like plumbing and HVAC so much is because I'm in a warm building.
There you go.
No, because I've shoveled snow off roofs to strip shingles. I've put steel roofs on in 25 degree weather. And, you know, I kind of have been through the grind on all of that, and I'm really grateful for it. And shout out to my dad when he watches this. My dad gets most of the credit for showing me the ropes on all this stuff, you know, but that's the thing. It's so much of this stuff, like I was saying, is it's just a couple light bulbs, one light bulb, one idea, one person at the hardware store to give you one tip. And you go from not realizing you should probably prime the walls to realizing how great it is when you do prime the walls, and then you solve the paint problem. You know, that's right. Just another example. But yeah, on the video end of things, it's, you know, 1 minute. There's so much you can get across to somebody as far as solutions just in a single minute, right?
Sure.
I was just thinking the project I was working on right before we sat down here was I had a wire powering all the circuits in my in a half bathroom that I had to trace. So I finally watched a couple of videos, bought a wire tracer. It was worth the investment. In 2 hours, I solved the entire problem. So, you know, all this stuff is out there. I think if you own a home, you should know at least the basics, probably, you know, right. And why not just put it out there? So that's kind of what I'm working on.
That's awesome. So I think it's a very valuable a library for people to yeah. go to, and we're running across the bottom so people can subscribe to your videos at on YouTube.
Yeah.
Folks, really, I've watched several of them. They're very good. That's why I knew I had to have Ian on. So let's go back to you don't just make videos and remodel your own home.
Right.
You're, what's the bulky? I know you talk about regular residential roofing and metal roofing. You know, here's a commercial time for Ian. What's, what could people get a hold of you if they you're in the general Grand Rapids area? You're a little more north.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I live in Grand Rapids currently. I just spent the past 4.5 years living in northern Michigan up near Traverse City. And that's what I was doing up there. The metal roofing thing, mostly a little bit of the handyman thing, a little bit of the contracting thing. You know, as most people in the trades that are watching this know, especially when you get into rural areas, it's nearly impossible to find somebody that, let alone is willing to put on a metal roof, but is willing to, you know, come and say, fill a day with projects and this is what it's going to cost. And so again, learning a little bit, you know, I like to tell, you know, my nieces and nephews, just learn a couple things, learn how to put in a toilet, learn how to plumb a sink, learn how to clean gutters. You know, it's always good to have a fallback. So as far as, you know, the quick ad for myself, I have a handful of clients in West Michigan that I kind of continue to do work for. I've got a couple smaller commercial clients that I've been slowly building, and that's just anything that needs to be done around the building sites, which is a whole nother, you know, show we could probably do at some point about the different needs that all these commercial building folks have, which is absolutely fascinating. So yeah, I really like right now to work for myself remodeling homes that I'm then going to sell. That's kind of my focus. But yeah, I that's my focus. And I, at the same time, I'm trying to just put as much content out there, mostly to give people a library of information about how to work on your own home, but also to just show fellow contractors how easy it actually is to put videos up and how quickly people will use those and want to know more about what you've got going on.
I love it. And you know, that's an area because you do something, again, that was one of the many things that drew me to you is I love the whole virtual thing, right?
Yeah.
And wasn't always that way, but when we hit the whole COVID, you talk about the pandemic, I was your typical old school roadway, pounding the road, pounding the road, pounding the road, pounding the road. All of a sudden, I couldn't pound the roads at all.
Yeah.
For way longer than I thought. It was
certainly.
Any of us were told or thought it was going to be, right? And so I found this virtual identity.
Yeah.
And it was interesting, and I want to, and the reason I'm saying this is I want to get your take on this.
Yeah.
So for me, I went from old school, that's it, to nothing but virtual because I couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
And you started hearing these two schools. There's, I can't wait till we go back to the old. I'm just going to wait. Then there was, we're never going to go back to the old. It's just going to all be new. Nobody's ever going to leave their home again. Right. I didn't buy that either. And that's where I've kind of developed to something that, I use a lot as I talk about actually a book that Wes and I've talked about that we're writing some books together, and I'm writing one called the Journey to Hybrid.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Talking about going from old to new and then trying to find a hybrid to use both together. And so my reason for all that, I'll say that was a shameless self-promotion, right? But hey, visibility equals opportunity, right? But
for sure.
True. I thank you. I almost forgot. Wow. Anyway, What do you think about that? Because obviously you believe in virtual. You believe in that ability to be out there and why people should be doing more of this. Because aren't we in a virtual world, whether we like it or not, where people want to see this?
That's such a great question. I had this, the reason I just went so full on into YouTube recently was I had this revelation moment where I was on vacation in this very small town in Mexico. And I realized not only were all the citizens of this town I was in walking around just like we all do, watching videos on their phone all day. I had this like next level thing where even the indigenous local people from around the town who were selling handicrafts, mm-hmm. I'd walk by their booths and they would be sitting in their booths watching YouTube videos on wow. their phones. And this light bulb went off in my head and I just thought, okay, so I get it. Everybody's just on YouTube or online getting information, trying to find value somewhere all the time, all over the world.
Right, you know? Exactly.
So that's why I think the building products world, the home improvement world, the remodeling world is so intriguing, because there's a huge component of it that can never go virtual. You have to actually, like, again, put the toilet on the wax ring right. to get the toilet to work again. But so much of that you can show people, you can talk about it, you can write about it, you can explain it, you can draw things that show how it works. Yeah, there's all kinds of things that can be done on the web. So, you know, the other example is right now the obsession is kind of the chat GPT AI thing is going to change everything, right? And, you know, it's not going to set a toilet in the next 5 years. I can pretty much guarantee you that. Right. After 5 years, who's to say a robot might do it? But we've got a little bit of time. So yeah, I just look at technology like if the tool is there to help you get your message out and to add value, which is what, you know, kind of what you're saying, sales, productivity, the whole thing being on the road is all about. If you don't need to be on the road as much and you can get the same message out there, why not just keep using, you know, the technology?
Right. Well, and the two, and I know listening to you and following what you do, The two really, a word I like to use a lot is they augment, right? They augment each other.
Yeah.
Whether you're on the road or in your case, in a house remodeling, putting a new roof on, doing whatever you're doing, or you're filming a video, it's not just, I'm doing this, that's all I'm doing today.
Right.
Right. You're bouncing back and forth and in and out.
Right.
And you can really augment, for example, when I'm on the road, I don't disappear from social media.
Right.
I mean, I'm doing videos from trade shows. I'm interviewing people from trade shows. But I'm still traveling. I'm still seeing people, literally getting out of the car and walking in and saying, hey, if we jump on and say hi to everybody. Right. So I see you do all that all the time. And so I think I guess the real point to all that is it's here. It's mainstream.
Yeah.
It's what people expect. Like you said, I thought that proved it more than anything we could have said is you're in a vacation in Mexico in a small little village.
Yeah.
And people are looking at their YouTube videos or social media right. videos, link or whatever they're looking at. Right.
Right.
So you're not going to escape it. And I tell people that you don't always have to like it.
Right.
But you got to believe that it's there and make use of it. It's just another tool. It's no different. You talk about being in the building world. It's just another tool in the tool belt, right?
Yeah, I completely agree. You know, I completely agree. And it's just another avenue to provide information to people. And I'm going to sound like a broken record here, but I'm really just obsessed with giving away all the secrets. Like not only all the secrets about how to do your own home repair so I just put this poll up on LinkedIn, which is a question I think about constantly. You know, I compare the time you have to sit in a closing to buy a house to the time you might have to sit through a presentation for new windows or a new roof. Now, which of those do you think should be longer? You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like all you need to buy a new roof is a set of information that you might not have. Right.
Right.
And I don't care if it's a roof, windows, doors, gutter guards, you name it. It's, you know, you just need more information. So I tell this story constantly, and it's the story of, you know, asphalt shingles. You and I are in the steel roofing world. We know we don't need to tell the story to ourselves anymore about why a steel roof is infinitely better than an asphalt roof. That's just the way it is. And I use the example, if somebody said to you, okay, here's your choices for a kitchen countertop. Now, this kitchen countertop is going to disintegrate to almost nothing within probably 25 years max, and these other options won't, right?
Right.
That's an example. You probably wouldn't be okay with something that would just fall apart. So again, that's just the way it is with certain building products. What I'm saying is there's just a set of information that once you have it, there's just this aha moment and you're like, okay, now I can ask the right questions. Now I know what tools to buy. You know what I mean? It's just information.
It is. And that brings up a very interesting thing. So homeowners, obviously today, because of people like you and others that do, and whether it's manufacturers putting up informational videos, how-to yeah. videos, there's an infinite amount of information for any homeowner to get.
Yes.
They're not the uneducated homeowner that they would have been years ago, not because they weren't smart. They just didn't have the opportunity to get the information, right?
Right.
So talk to me maybe about as whether we're sales guys, and everybody's a sales guy, right? Everybody's
right.
in sales.
Right.
But by definition, a sales guy or a contractor, an installer, whatever, how do we negotiate those waters and treat the customer? I think they have to be treated differently today than the old customer because, A, you shouldn't be anyway, but you can't pull the wool over their eyes near as much if that was your intention, which it should not be, but
right.
because they're pretty educated, they're pretty smart, but also they're coming from a place that's way different than I may have came from 30 years ago when I was looking
yes.
for a roof.
Yeah.
So maybe as we wind down, talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, I've been in a lot of sales roles. I've done the in-home sales thing for years for roofing, siding, windows. I've done the manufacturer sales. I've done the product management sales. I am really excited for, I haven't had this chance yet, but excited to be a part of or see a pitch for, let's say, a set of windows, a set of 20 windows to a homeowner in their first house in 2022, 23, 24, 25 to someone who's maybe 27. Because a lot of people in sales in the building products world haven't encountered that yet. And they're going right. to be sitting there with their laptop. And, you know, I'm 41, so this isn't me. I'm right in the middle of that. But they're going to be sitting there with their laptop or on their phone, and they're just going to be fact-checking the person the whole time.
Right.
There's no, let's sit at the kitchen table and I'm going to pour you some coffee and it's 1991. Like, that's not going to happen anymore. They're going to be like, no, I'm looking at the price of steel and this is how much it is. So honesty, truth, transparency, and just like real technical capability. My favorite thing to tell my friends who are getting a quote for a roof is ask the contractor to show you a picture of the last chimney flashing that they did. You should know more about them than that, but that's a great place to start because mm-hmm. if I'm asked that by a homeowner, the tone is set right away. Like, right. oh, okay, this now we're on another level here. This person has done a set of research, comprehends what I'm talking about, and that's what you want, right? You want somebody to have done a lot of research.
Interesting point with that, Ian, because you're right. And I would think from a salesman standpoint, and talking about in-home sales now with
yeah.
metal roofing, any kind of roofing, any kind of home improvement, isn't it to their advantage, our advantage as a sales guy? Some think that having that educated consumer is dangerous, but that's only dangerous, in my opinion, if you're intending to try to pull the wool over their eyes on something.
Isn't I completely agree.
Right. So if they're educated and they understand, that tells me that we can talk about all the quality issues here because it's no longer going to be price only if they've educated themselves, right? It's the uneducated homeowner. And I mean that only from not being able to know the facts and features and benefits of everything. Not that they're not smart in other areas, but if they're not educated in this, that's where price becomes the only issue because I don't know. So yeah. it's price. If they know, yeah. it's like, okay, now we, like you said, we can sit down and talk about, here's the value of what I did here. Here's the value of this fastener I'm using. Here's the value of whatever it is, right?
I completely agree. You know, I was on your site looking all the way down to the different fasteners that you sell, and I'm getting more and more of the mindset, going back to the video about the video about the pocket door, getting in the weeds on something, getting into the real details, like having conversations with the people about the different gaskets on an exposed fastener steel roof panel. Now that's an interesting conversation. You know what I'm saying? It really does matter. The technology has changed quite a bit. You're talking about the difference between a roof leaking or not leaking if you're going with an exposed fastener panel. And that's getting in the weeds on something. That's, I think what I found, I think what a lot of people have found in the past 5 years is everybody has always been craving long form detailed information. Mm-hmm. That's what they want. They want to understand, okay, if the shingle will only last on average 12 to 17 years, what does that mean? What does that mean for the value of my house? How long will a steel roof last? What is exposed fastener versus a hidden fastener? You know, those two words don't necessarily tell you exactly what that means. But once you explain it to somebody, they're just like, oh, that makes perfect sense. So the screw really does matter. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Just there's like this scale of the less transparent you're being with someone, the harder it's going to be the whole way through, right?
Right. Exactly. You know, and I would say to a lot of guys, if they're just getting into sales in any aspect, whether it's from a manufacturer, B2B, where I'm at, and I say B2B because that really defines what I do, but everything's P2P, right? It's all people to people.
Yeah.
But transparency, honesty, integrity, ethics, all those words that get thrown about a lot, but you better really, really, really live those in today's environment. You always should have, but in today's environment, it's not the I'll use, I'm going to age myself here with this, but the old blue suede shoe, you know, fast talking garbage. And I'll say garbage because that's what it is.
Yeah.
It just does not work today. People want transparency. They want honesty. They want you to be vulnerable and just tell them what I can do for you.
100%. That's my experience to an absolute T. I'd say, you know, honestly, I have a couple nieces and nephews who are training in the trades, and the advice I give them is your training's most of what you need. But honestly, if you just learn how to communicate with people, even if it's just over text message or just calling your customer, that's 80% of the battle. Staying in communication, being perfectly transparent about what you can and cannot do, when it will and won't be done, etc. I mean, I honestly at this stage probably err on the side of explaining way too much. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But that's how I would want it done. So, yeah.
Oh, exactly. Because it's two words come to mind. Manage expectations up front.
Yeah.
Manage expectations through the whole process.
Yeah.
And the transparency and honesty when and likely something goes wrong. Because if it's a long project,
right,
something's not going to happen
right
the way you originally thought it was setting at the table, you know, 3 months ago, right? We just know that supply chain issues, labor, weather, it could be a myriad of things, right?
Right.
But the sooner you just address it, and if you've set expectations at the start and you're consistently transparent, honest, ethical all the way through, it may be a disappointment that the job got delayed 7 days.
Yeah.
But nobody loses their mind over it, and you've still kept that credibility to where at the end of the deal, let's face it, there's two things you want, at least. You want to get paid, right?
Right.
And you want a raving fan that is going to tell everybody in the world, oh my, buy from Ian. I mean, that's the only place you need to go, right? So you got to manage that all the way through.
Yeah,
so
I completely agree. And, you know, that's why I'm such a geek about video and the YouTube thing is – another example that I use all the time is, okay, imagine when I was in high school, 1995. If I posted a video yesterday, even if it's a short, and it got 2,000 views in 24 hours, what would I need to have done in 1995 to get 2,000 people to see anything I ever did in my entire life? And for contractors, it's kind of this perfect situation because you're working all day on things that people want to know how to do and understand. And we're now at the edge of the technology where you literally just take your phone out of your pocket, record the video, put your phone back in your pocket, decide if you're going to use it later. I mean, that's how simple it is. It's really getting to the point of trying to triage what you are and aren't going to film once you understand how powerful this is going to be, right?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
And then it just works in the background 24/7, which is the magic of the whole thing.
Well, that is the magic. And it's my final word on that would be, because I need to let you go and I need to go, because we could talk forever, I can tell. And we're going to talk again soon.
But
force, it's a force multiplier, right?
Yes.
It's a huge force multiplier. Because like you said, you or I, our buddy Wes, drops a video.
Right.
It's there 24/7, 365, forever. Right. And we've all seen how many times, and I know Wes will be nodding in the background if I can see him, but we're all of a sudden, just like months later, somebody pops on and says something about a video you did or whatever. So it lives in, I'm going to use the word infamy. I'm not sure that's the right word, but it does live forever. Right.
Right.
And so, well, listen, I need to let you go. I appreciate your time. Final words from you, my friend.
Final words would be, thanks again, Randy, for that message you sent me. That was an absolute expression of just like being a human, just human to human. And right alongside that, I am just working over on my YouTube channel and LinkedIn to just give away all the secrets I know about working on your house.
Love it. Love it. So Randy, if you're smart, you'll follow Ian. If you're not smart, you really need to follow Ian, right?
Appreciate
all right, my friend. Cheers. Talk to you soon. Thank you, brother.
You bet.
Appreciate
Got
you.
It.
All right, buddy. All right. There he was. Ian DeGraff, the guy's got just so much stuff. So much stuff. If you haven't followed him on LinkedIn or YouTube, you got to follow the guy. As he had mentioned, I was drawn to what he was doing years ago. And I'm just glad we finally connected and become friends and going to do more things together. And so follow the guy. So that's it for today. I'm going to get on out of here. And let's see, I always have something to say. And you know what it is? I'm going to come up with something new someday, but I love what I say. So, because I love what I do and I do what I love, right? And that's important. If you don't love what you do and do what you love, figure out why you don't, figure out a way to fix it, or eventually figure out something to do that you do love, because man, life's just a blast. It's fun when you're doing what you love and love what you do. So live it, own it, and love it. And remember, make today your best day ever. Until tomorrow. Cheers, my friends.
Thank you for listening to Building Wins Live.
You can find information on Randy, Wes, our guests, show notes, and anything related to the podcast at buildingwins.live. On behalf of the whole Building Wins team, don't forget, make today your best day ever. Until tomorrow.